June the 18th, Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. All right, it's June the 18th. We're in Proverbs 18, and our verse is verse 12. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, before honor is humility. Some statements in Scripture are both observation and axiom. In other words, they're an observation. They're something that you can see in everyday life. And at the same time, they are an axiom. They're there to give us guidance. They're there to give us boundaries. They're there to give us direction. Now, this is one of those things. Notice he says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. That's something you can observe. But it's also something you can practice. You can do something about. Okay, so let's look at this verse. First of all, from this aspect, there are two basic outcomes in life. Destruction versus honor. Now, what if Scripture means what it says? Now, it does, okay? But what if? Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. It doesn't say before trials. It doesn't say before testing. If you picked up Job's life in the middle, you might think he was in the middle of destruction, but he wasn't. You got to read the whole story. And that reminds you that at no stage in this life is the whole story written. I've read a biography recently of a fella that if you picked it up in the middle of it, you'd think, well, that was the end of him. That was a washout. But it wasn't. He leaned on the Lord Jesus Christ, and God got him through and just turned everything around. So there are two basic outcomes, and the outcome, the end, the absolute end of the way is destruction versus honor. Listen, the man, the woman, the boy or girl who discounts Scripture is being foolish. I'm going to remind you of what a Scripture says, and I just want to ask you one question. What if? Okay? What if? Revelation 22, verse 18. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. We believe in eternal security, etc., etc., etc. I'm just going to ask you, what if? It's not something you're supposed to go preach there, preacher, but it is something to consider. God gave us a statement in Scripture that says, whatever you do, don't risk that outcome. Adding to the words, you get plagues, but taking away from the words? See, adding to the words is putting something in there that isn't there, but leaving the ones that belong. That's bad. But taking out verses, for example, if you opened some of these versions of the Bible, you'd get to verses and you'd find they're not even there. They're not even there. Now, there are two basic outcomes, destruction versus honor. God talks about, the Lord Jesus Christ taught us that His Father would honor those who honor Him. He said that His Father would honor certain people. And it's a whosoever. He hasn't decided ahead of time. He hasn't written you off. He hasn't written me off. Up or down forever. There are two basic outcomes. That's amazing. Destruction and honor. Okay? Now, there are two basic outlooks. Two basic outlooks. And the heart is where to look within. Look, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. When you get to the end of the way, if there's destruction, we can look back and find this haughtiness. What is haughty? It's proud. It's disdainful. It's a high opinion. Because of that, it's having some contempt for others. Haughty comes from excessive pride. Do you know this obsession in this age we live in with self-esteem has caused people to think that pride is okay, that pride is healthy. You have to have... Now, I understand we use the word. We can say to someone that's close to us or someone we want to encourage, I'm proud of you. That's fine. That's good. But at the same time, be careful. Because pride has never been something God commended, ever. It's one of the abominations in Proverbs 6 to God. So there are two basic outlooks. It's bow before God or bow up against God. Have you noticed it's the same word, B-O-W? Bow before God or bow up against God. Same spelling, different outlook. Think about that one. It's down now and up later. Or lift yourself up now and you're going down permanently. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Now, where does humility fit in your outlook? Now, humility, false humility, is pretending something in front of others that you don't really believe, or behaving in such a way that isn't actually true from God. Example, the Lord goes to wash Simon Peter's feet. Thou shalt never wash my feet. He was too humble to be humble. Then he says, if I don't wash your feet, you got no part with me. Well, okay, wash all of me. He's like, Simon Peter, what I'm going to wash is your feet. Shut up. See, we got to guard against that in ourselves. There's a bit of Simon Peter in every single one of us. Some people fear humility. It's too humbling. You'll get that. Now, the Bible says, let no man think more highly of himself than he ought. As we've said before, the Scriptures teaches that you need to know. We talked yesterday about your gift. And you got to know what your gift is. The Apostle Paul knew he was an apostle. But he knew that he was humble. He knew he had plenty of revelation. And then the Lord said, I'm going to help you out here, Paul. I'm going to help you with humility and before honor. I mean, he's honored now. We know he's honored. I mean, he wrote 2/3 New Testament. But he'd be honored in eternity. And so he says, Paul, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to buffet you. Now, let no man think more highly of himself than he ought. So have some limitations. Let another man praise thee. We should encourage each other. We should give each other honey. That's appropriate, not flattery. But we don't want to spend too much time on ourselves. Before honor is humility. Remember, you're an earthen vessel. I'm an earthen vessel. If God uses us, it's because of Him. Because of His grace. Because of His glory. Because of His power. There are two basic outcomes. Destruction and honor. There are two basic outlooks. Haughty, humility. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. Have you ever seen that happen? I think we all have. The ultimate destruction would be a person becoming so haughty, they either denounce that there is a God, or they spend their time sowing doubt about God and lifting themselves up. I hope he gets saved. I do. But Stephen Hawking has taken upon himself to glorify his mind, to glorify his thinking, to glorify his thought processes. God gave him that mind. God gave him the ability to think. God expected him to practice humility. Instead, he's haughty. He speaks things of God, and I'm just using him because people have lifted him up to the point where they let him teach as if he has authority and insight. He has none. I pray the man will get saved. I truly do. Getting saved isn't just becoming my type of Christian. Getting saved is coming to Jesus Christ and getting saved before destruction, because before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. And before honor is humility. You know, he says in Timothy, he says, not a novice. Why is that? Lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Why did he say that? He said that because there's such a danger that if we don't practice humility, we are going to end up in destruction. How about that? Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. Before honor is humility. Let us practice it. Let us keep in mind that there are two basic outcomes and there are two basic outlooks. Let's make the right outlook that we might have the right outcome at our judgment seat. God bless you.